Canada pledges millions to gender-inclusive effort to remove landmines from Ukraine.
I actually support this. All the folks who identify as toasters, unicorns, cupcakes, and Mickey Mice, we got a job for you. Landmine removal in a foreign country. Skedaddle, get going. You're already late. You guys are always complaining about equality, so this is your moment. Equality is knocking at your door. Are you gonna answer? Whoa, whoa, watch your step. Landmines are sensitive. Look, I know what you guys are thinking. Landmines? This sounds dangerous. Well, that shouldn't be a problem for you. Just identify as invincible and you should be fine. That's how that works, right? Anyway, congratulations on your new job. Have fun.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday. I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Two guys who know a little bit about a lot of things, don't know a whole lot about one particular topic. Are you feeling frisky?
Sure.
I think we're going to have a good show today.
We'll see.
So that was Tom McDonald.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is hilarious. Look, I'm not huge into that style of music, but I listen to him frequently because it's got a great message. And most, a catchy beat.
Yeah, most of his music does have some kind of message in it.
And the music is very catchy.
Oh, yeah.
The beat's very catchy. He's a good dude. He is very conservative.
Yeah, that's not what he says in the last song. But
I don't know. He does, that new song he has, it does say he's not.
He's not Republican.
Republican. He's not progressive.
Yeah. There's a line in there. He said he took the red pill because that's the one that fights for his rights.
That's the only one that fights for the rights.
Yeah.
Because the left wants you to give up more rights.
Yeah.
So I think that's where you and I kind of fall into it is we want the Constitution to be applicable.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. Let us leave our rights alone. You can't. That piece of paper says you can't mess with them.
Yeah.
Yet they mess with them all the times.
Well, they're constantly finding ways, loopholes, if you will, to take away more and more of your rights.
Sensible gun control.
Yeah.
Use both hands.
Be in control.
Slow, steady, even pressure to the rear. Let the trigger surprise you. Don't slap it.
Nope.
Do not slap the trigger.
Don't pull.
That is good gun control. Look, we've talked about it. It pisses a lot of absolutists off because I'm okay with a background check.
Yeah.
I am.
They've already is what they call a universal background check.
Yeah. I don't think we need to mess with it much more. The feds are now getting ready to push off this
red flag law,
which is just going to be a shit show. Now, the arguments being made is, well, you know, several states have already enacted red flag laws.
Or tried to.
And, you know, unfortunately, in our case in Colorado, they did enact it. And it's not gone without some hiccups. I don't like it. It hasn't been abused the way that many Republicans swore that would be, the way that a lot of, you know, gun activists would say it is. Now, I'm not saying I'm for it. I am absolutely think it's abhorrent because the potential for abuse exists.
Oh, yeah.
On a very real level.
That's why those of us that are constitutionalists, when this came up, we were like, well, no, we don't want that.
Yeah.
I know I voted it down, but... Again, it gets passed when, you know, everybody says no.
Well, the legislature decided, well, we'll take it up on our own, and now we're stuck with this thing. So for those of you fortunate enough to not have red flag laws, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of a red flag law is anybody who is closely related in – closely, I guess, affiliated with a person – could file a report with law enforcement or with mental health and state that you, in a current situation, present a harm to yourself or others and should not be in possession of firearms until such time as you can be helped.
Right.
That gets filed. It gets taken to the courts. The judge can then sign off on it and instruct the local law enforcement authorities to proceed to your house. Now, maybe I forgot to mention this. You're not aware of it at this point.
Oh, yeah. You're not told about this at all.
So they file
kind of behind
this,
your back.
Yeah. The judge signs off on it. The local law enforcement comes to your house and says, excuse me, sir. Can you step outside for a moment?
Never do that, by the way.
Yeah. We're here to collect your firearms. Here's the warrant signed by the judge that says we can take possession of your firearms. Until such time as a hearing can be held, and then it can be determined as to what the next steps are. Now, that's, you know, again, a very dumbed down version of it, but there's no due process.
No.
It is an immediate thing that, as long as it can be articulated by anybody, so an ex, a friend of your significant others, an employer, a law enforcement officer who happens to be around. Did I mention an ex?
Yeah.
This, it's just very, very dangerous. An employer can make it. A school employee can make these. Yeah. Anybody can really.
So if you piss off somebody.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like your ex, like mm-hmm. like you were saying. But there's others, obviously. Oh, yeah. They can just say, he owns guns and I'm afraid and he's going to hurt somebody or himself and you need to take care of that.
There needs to be some articulable reason, but.
Yeah, but it takes away, like you said, the due process, mm-hmm. which is you're supposed to be able to face your accuser.
Right.
And if this person's accusing you of being mentally unstable, then you should have the right to rebut.
And you do after they've taken your guns.
That's my point. Yeah. Is that by then it's too late. And because you're never going to get them back.
We know that when the government gets involved, they don't want to give things back easily. So, you know, one of the arguments that was made, at least here in Colorado, and I'm sure in other states as well, was it would be easy for a stranger to make up a story that you, you know, ran into him in the grocery store and you know, whatever. And the argument from proponents of this bill was, well, there are punishments in place for perjury. Mm. Okay, great.
Yeah, but they get to keep their guns.
But they get, yeah, they get to keep their guns while I lose mine. And how do you prove that they're lying?
Right.
You know, if
he said, she said kind of thing, it's hard. It's going to be hard either way.
If there's a federal one put in place, it would be easy for, you know, you to be mad at your employer, your supervisor,
right.
whatever the case is. And you can just go and make some statement up. And what are the chances when in the statement that you write in your affidavit that he said these things to me and it was just he and I around? Right. How do you prove he's lying? You know, and so it ties you up. It makes you pay a lot of money for an attorney, for mental health evaluations and whatnot. Meanwhile, your guns were taken before you were ever convicted of anything, before you ever got to face your accuser. It's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
It got challenged constitutionally in the state of Colorado and failed. I don't think it ever made it out of the state as far as for appeals. I don't know for sure. And I know other states are battling this as well right now, and now they want to put it together and use it in at a federal level. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be real easy then for somebody to make an accusation and then the feds are involved.
Right.
They can't even do anything right. You think they're going to do this right?
Have you seen what's going on with some of these social media influencers or with the FBI showing up at their houses and about the posts that they made?
That just started
disparaging the government.
Yeah, that just started showing up like Thursday, didn't it? Yeah. All of a sudden, I think I've seen about six or seven videos. Yeah.
Of different people getting bothered.
Crazy.
By the quote unquote FBI, because they conveniently, the FBI is known to do this. I've actually experienced this where they'll flip their
credentials
really fast, and when you ask them to do it again, they refuse.
Right.
I already showed you. I don't have to show you again.
So the one that I saw, the first one I saw was, I think it was Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of questions. Usually the feds don't dress down the way those were dressed down. Usually they're in government cars, but not always.
Right.
They just, you know, there was three alleged FBI agents. We don't obviously get to see everything. The plates didn't have federal use on them, which, again, isn't always the thing. But one of the agents was dressed professionally.
Yeah.
The other two looked like they had just come out of, you know, hunting camp. But
it was casual Friday.
Yeah, it must have been well, federal Friday. That's what that is. But is it possible? And then, you know, obviously that was the one off that I saw. And then within the next couple of hours, I started seeing several others.
Yeah.
Now, this one in Oklahoma was allegedly the person that was being visited had posted some pro-Palestinian rhetoric on Facebook. The alleged agents stated that it was clear that the person hadn't broke the law. They were well within their rights to make that post. Then why are you here?
Yeah.
The feds aren't going to waste their time if everything you did was all above board and acceptable, unless they're trying to get you to lie to them.
Or catch you in a gotcha. Yeah.
My advice.
The video, if you watch the video, the lady handled it pretty well.
She did. She was a little too defensive, but I can understand the need to be.
Yeah.
My advice, and it's not legal advice, if the feds come to talk to you, it doesn't matter what it's for, no matter how innocent you are, don't.
Yeah.
Because if you do, everything you say, and here's the difference.
And they're trained to persuade you to talk to them.
The feds are different than state and local cops. You can lie to state and local cops. If you lie to a federal agent, even if you're not being interrogated directly, you can be charged for lying.
Yeah.
And they will make sure to get you to lie.
That's what they were trying to do to her.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And she was smart. She stayed away from that subject, you know.
And I'm not talking, and if it's that important, contact my attorney. That's it. That's all. Like, she stepped out of the house. I don't know that I would have done that. You know, eventually they got in their car and drove away. But did she say enough?
Right.
During that interaction to get them to warrant going back to visit again. But then all of a sudden we start to see that was at least the first video of it that I saw. And then before the end of the day, there were half a dozen more.
Yeah.
Why are the feds visiting people for their social media posts?
Well, it goes what we were talking about, the red flag law with your Second Amendment. This is them attacking, in my opinion, the First Amendment.
Constitution.
You know, right? I have the right to say, I feel like I have the right to say whatever I want on Facebook within reason.
Within, yeah.
There's, you know, there's some things you shouldn't be saying.
Like, making threats, things like that. Yeah.
You know, if it's just my opinion of what's going on with the government, it's what it is. It's my opinion. I have that right to say that.
Unless you're Donald Trump, then they'll charge you for it.
All right. Yeah. No, that's my whole point is they're, that's what they're going to try to do. If they, you know, they're going after this, the second with the red flag law. They're going to be going after the first. Obviously, there are
dis and misinformation.
Yeah, that you're spreading misinformation, which is another way of saying that you're anti-propaganda.
You're saying stuff that we don't agree with.
Yeah,
you know, when we saw all of this really came to the forefront during COVID in Australia, they were being hammered. I mean, hammered. If they posted anything on social media that was counter to the narrative, they were getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And then we started to see it in England, which blows my mind. The UK, of all places, is supposed to similarly have free speech, as is Canada. We saw in England, they started coming to people's houses and charging them for saying things that the government said weren't true.
Right.
Then in Canada now, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you can go to jail.
Yeah. They just passed a thing that if I was to talk shit about anybody in the community, you know, like a trans person, let's just use Dylan Mulvaney for a second. If I was going to say something disparaging against him, I could get charged with a hate crime in Canada.
Now, I wonder how that would fly.
You have to remember these other countries have different laws and constitutions and whatever. So it may be that way in those places.
I wonder if that would affect us.
Yeah, we have to remember we can't force our constitution on all the other countries. But here in the States, I should be able to say on Facebook, Joe Biden's a piece of shit, and get and be okay with that.
Well, it's because nobody knows that. Everybody knows that's not misinformation.
Well,
my curiosity is...
Or pro-Israel.
Right. You know? Or pro-Hamas, whichever. If you're posting on social media, or in our case, if you're being listened to in Canada or in the UK, as we have had listeners there in the past, can we be held to their laws?
I don't think so, because we're broadcasting and we're recording in the United States.
Right. But
if we were to be in England or Canada and record there, then I think we could be held.
That would make sense. But if our posts are seen, is that the same that because we posted it from here?
I hope.
Or would we be held if we were to go visit?
We go vacation over there, you're saying we might face charges?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that would be stretching. No pun intended.
Speaking of stretching, Lizzo quit.
Okay. She quit what?
Her career, allegedly. So...
Well, you know,
she was at
that's a horrible loss.
Well, you know, she was at the fundraiser for Joe Biden in New York City last week. And
did you watch that video of the president's?
The only thing I saw was them coming up off of an elevator.
It reminded me of the Hall of Presidents in Disney World.
I thought, you know, I think I couldn't come up with it, but that does make sense, because it did look like a bunch of dummies coming up there, and they were just waving. Like, I was like, somebody took him to Showtime Pizza.
Right.
Or not Showtime. Well, it was Showtime.
There was a Showtime.
Or Chuck E. Cheese and animatronics. All they needed was the guitars and the bad music.
Well, that's when I saw him coming out of the floor. I was like, well, first of all, it looks pretty evil.
Right.
So then number two.
It did look ominous.
Number two, they look like they're, you know, Madame Tussauds, whatever that place.
Madame Tussauds or whatever.
Yeah, the wax museum.
They look doubt.
They look like they're fake. And then what's funny is when you see some of them, of the video of them zooming in on the presidents, you can see the makeup lines on all of them.
That is terrible. But it also just goes to show that they're dead. at least partially. So Lizzo was at the fundraiser, and I don't know what happened, but the next day she posts on her Instagram, and I'm reading from her post. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views. This is her wording. I'm not making it up. Being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit, and a peace sign.
Aw.
That's gonna leave a huge hole in the music industry.
I knew you were going there.
Well, I'm.
I mean, oh, poor little baby got her feelings hurt. You know, I understand you're in the limelight, and yeah. Unfortunately, with your size, you're going to get picked on a little bit. It's an unfortunate thing of being a fatter, bigger person.
This is the same lady who would berate and belittle her staff, though.
Oh, yeah.
And make them stick bananas in their places.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I hear that story?
Yeah, she was really mean to people, and she was sexually harassive to some of her staff members.
I know when I watched her interview on the David Letterman thing on Netflix, she was on there, and she was kind of hard to handle with him. And I mean, okay, David Letterman's David Letterman.
Right.
So you got to expect a little bit of shit.
Right.
You know? But, you know, she was kind of mean to him.
In that interview. Maybe she thought he was trying to steal her pizza or something. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm
jokes
nailing
are just too
it,
easy.
Aren't I? They are bad.
Jokes are just too easy in this situation.
But why would she quit? I mean, she put herself out there and then made a spectacle of herself.
That's my point. Is you've done all this stuff. and a lot of people, you know, suffer from these issues, you know, these emotions and stuff. But a lot of them have overcame.
Or are working on them, yeah.
Or working on it. If you're that sensitive about people making jokes about you because of your size or whatever, you're the one that's in control of that.
Maybe put some clothes on.
That would be appreciated.
You said something earlier that was just perfectly. Adele was a big girl at one time.
Yeah.
And she dressed stunningly.
Yeah. Appropriately. For what yeah. She's yeah.
This
she
woman,
didn't come out with her butt hanging out.
This woman sometimes barely has anything on.
Yeah.
And people cheer.
I don't know why. I appreciate her being comfortable with her size.
Absolutely. Sure. But I appreciate that.
But at the same time, if you're going to go that far and be that open with your body and you know, flaunting things.
You got to know people are going to push back.
My point is there's going to be criticisms. So you got the criticisms that you knew were going to come.
Right.
You know, I'm a bigger guy. There's certain things I'm not going to wear.
Sure.
You know, because I don't want that ridicule.
Understood.
So
the mankini's out.
Mankini's out, man.
Even
no speedos.
If we got that, what's that?
I'm not wearing.
What was that?
Borat.
Borat bikini?
I'm not doing that.
At all?
No.
I'd do it with you.
You go right ahead. I'm not doing it, though.
We'd have to stuff, but.
He didn't.
I know. That's why we'd have to.
Anyway, I understand that her feelings got hurt. And I feel for her a little bit. But at the same time, you've put yourself out there doing these things.
That would be like you and I being upset for people making fun of us or focusing on our rookiness.
Sure.
That we're not professional.
Oh, we get those on Instagram all
right?
the time, yeah.
We're not professional podcasters. We're not professional media folks. We are very clear that we're two guys.
Yeah.
Who are average Joes.
Right.
And so there are going to be some who goes, "You are stupid. You didn't do enough research." Well, if you listen, we don't research at all.
Like, yeah. No, we've gotten those criticisms on Instagram.
But then we'd get our feelings hurt and be like, "Peace, we're out."
I just, you know, say, you know, every time I've gotten a DM on Instagram about us being quote unquote shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And that's all I respond back. I respond back to everybody that's ever IM'd me on there.
And we aren't perfect.
No, we know
but
that.
But we don't claim to be.
Right.
Nor does she.
If you're going to say that we're shitty, okay. All right. Well, what made it shitty?
Give us a little something.
Give us some criticism so we can get better. But you don't really want us to get better because that would change your narrative.
Then you wouldn't be able to make fun of us anymore. You'd have to find somebody else to
right.
pick on.
So if Lizzo is tired of being ridiculed about being a bigger girl, well, there's a way to beat that.
If she wants to beat it.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the great thing about this country. You could do that if you want. You can stay big if you want.
You know, the thing about this thing that's going around now, this whole fat, what are they calling it?
Basically embracing the...
Yeah, embracing your fatness or what. I don't know what they're calling it. Listen, there's a point. And we're probably going to not make some friends here, where we have to be real. We've talked about this before, about things are right in front of our faces.
Right.
And we are being lied to about them. And wildly enough, people in this world are believing the bullshit that's telling them something very different in front of their faces.
Right.
Fat acceptance.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is dangerous.
Well, I see what you're saying, but you know, I'm not saying you should accept me because I'm bigger. I'm saying have a little more sympathy.
Absolutely,
I'm not asking for, oh, Bear, you're fat. I'm not asking for that kind of sympathy.
Right, right.
But understand that I am trying, you know, and all that.
Sure, but what we're seeing in social media today,
right,
is not about trying to better yourself.
I know.
We are seeing full-blown people are...
Cashing in on being big.
I saw... I don't remember
and
how...
And those are delusional fat people.
Very much so. There was a...
I'm not that guy.
There was a guy who was being paid by people to gorge himself.
Oh, yeah.
And just eat. And there's a name for it. I can't remember what it was. That's dangerous.
No, yes.
You know,
it will kill you.
You're not as big as other people could be.
Yeah.
You know that you've got your health limits.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know that you've got to be careful when it comes to specific eating, you know, gorging on greasy foods or on whatever, because at some point there's potentially health ramifications. There are these two girls that started their future or their careers on YouTube. Somehow Discovery found them or TLC found them, and they gave them a show.
The 1,000-pound sisters.
The 1,000-pound sisters. So you got Amy and I forget the other girl, Tammy. Tammy.
So let me guess, they're twins.
No.
I've never watched the show. Okay.
So.
All right.
The first
Amy
time,
and Tammy being so close
makes sense. But if
why do people do that?
They're from Kentucky, and if you saw their mother, it would all come together.
Okay.
Fair. So these two girls, they're big, but Amy is I don't remember the. There's one of them that's a whole lot bigger than the other one, and at one point there was a meme going around about her because her forehead was fat.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
I mean fat.
Yeah.
Now, you know, these two girls embarked on a mission. It took them over many seasons. And one of them finally got weight loss surgery and started to lose more weight-ish, then had a baby, and, you know, life goes on. The other one had to get through some serious health problems to the point that one, I don't remember, like, at the end of one of the seasons, she goes non-responsive. There are people out there that are like this, and because of whatever it is that causes them to overeat, whether it's trauma or whether it's, you know, comfort or however it is, that is just like a disease of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a disease of, you know, drugs. It's an addiction. And if they don't get the help they need, well, in Lizzo's case, if we read between the lines of her quitting, she wanted to embrace this fatness. And what we're seeing because of social media is these folks want to capitalize on their fatness.
Yes.
And that is dangerous. As Blair White pointed out in a couple of months ago, Blair did an episode, and some are going to probably get their feelings hurt by it, but this is just a touch of some of the things Blair had said.
That doesn't invalidate the things that I say.
She died.
You ready to get supersized?
She died too.
Today I got the big Fruit Loop.
He's dead.
Join me on my Fat Positive radio show.
Which didn't last long because she died.
If you are fat, that is fine. But just know, there's no such thing as a healthy fat person. That fat will catch up to you.
It's not untrue.
I
would consider myself somewhat healthy.
You're healthier than most, I would agree.
Yeah. And, you know, I have come down in weight quite a bit since I got off the road.
Right.
Not where I want to be, and I'm working on it. But it's hard to, you know, being fat can kill you and will kill you.
Sure.
Most fat people, or most bigger people, know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like being, I don't want to say attacked, but that's what it feels like, and told, you know, you're going to die.
Right.
And for example, when I got injured, my back injured, when I went to the emergency room, first thing the doctor, skinny ass doctor, says is like, well, we need to check, make sure you don't have diabetes. We need to make sure that your cholesterol is good. And
for hurting my back?
That's exactly what I said. I was like, what the fuck does that have to do anything with my back injury? But okay, you do you, because I'm pretty confident that I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back with the test results and you know, like I said, skinny little dude, he was amazed that I had such good cholesterol level. I had really good, you know, all this stuff was good. I had no signs of even being close to being diabetic.
Right.
And I was like, I could have fucking told you that if you'd listen. But see, you didn't want to listen because you're a doctor and you think you know better.
That's the weird part, is I'm not I'm not fat by the doctor's scheme. I'm overweight, which still blows my mind. But I have bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
It just is because I eat like shit. Well, I do.
Well, society doesn't really help us there.
Right?
But our government doesn't want us eating healthy. That's why we got all this shit in our
food. Well, that's why half of the foods, almost more than half of the foods and chemicals and ingredients in our foods are illegal everywhere but here.
Right.
Somebody was saying that they had come here for like 6 weeks or so and visited and did this. And when they left, they found themselves craving our food.
Because it's addictive.
Because it's addictive by its nature. But anyway, we didn't want to go too far off on this because the fact is that this internet age and to somewhat the progressives are pushing that nothing is wrong. Everything is acceptable.
Yeah.
And that you do you no matter what happens, no matter how bad it is for you, no matter how dangerous it is, you live your best life.
Well, I agree with that sentiment, but we do also need people like Blair and a few others that will say, you know, hey, I admit that we need those people. It feels like an attack, but I do need somebody to say, Bear.
Right.
On, you know, work a little harder, buddy.
Well, you know? Yeah, I
need the motivation, you know, but my motivation doesn't necessarily have to come from
somebody being an asshole to you.
My wife's pretty good at keeping me on track on some things, but what really keeps me wanting to be around is my grandkids.
Yep.
So that's why I'm working on this and doing my thing. And like I said earlier, and I've said it a couple times, and I'll say it one more time: us fat people know we're big.
Mm-hmm.
We know what our problem is, and we know we're the blame.
Right.
We really don't need support. On saying you're going to be fine, you right. look great. We don't need that.
We don't need people making excuses for it.
We don't need excuses, and we don't need people attacking us.
Right.
And we do need to have somebody in our life that will say,
"There are those."
But I don't want a former fat person.
Right.
It's right. like a non-smoker or somebody that used
They're
to smoke.
The worst. We're the worst. You know what's funny is I'm actually not.
No, you're actually pretty cool about it.
I internally.
But you've been around those former smokers.
I wanted to flick them in the forehead, and then I wanted to light a cigarette just because. All of this because of Lizzo is to say that we've got a. What am I trying to say? We've got this problem in this country where we are so fixated on not hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, right.
Now you just said it right then, you know, yeah, I know, but it's always good to have people in my corner who are going to say, hey, are you paying close attention?
Right.
Or, hey, keep going or whatever. But
motivation and basically somebody saying, hey, dude.
Right. Yeah. Right. But the left and many on the progressive sides, instead of having that motivation, I'm fine the way I am. Okay, maybe mentally you are. Perhaps mentally you have accepted this and you don't let it bother you at all. And I think Lizzo probably thought she fell into that category.
Yeah.
And then she got her feelings hurt and realized, okay, this is a bit. Because nobody ever, at least outwardly, when Adele was big, she heard the criticisms, but she never addressed it. She never said, stop being mean to me. No, you know.
Well, yeah, once you address it, then you open the door for more criticism. And
so
you don't
she
want
just
that.
Didn't.
Right.
And then she disappeared for 6 months and came back looking like a smoke show.
Right.
Same
with, we were talking about Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson, very similar situation.
When she was in the first, I think, first two of the Pitch Perfect, mm-hmm. she was a big girl.
Yeah.
And if you see her now, she's lost a ton of weight.
Maybe not quite 2,000 pounds, but close.
Okay. That was fair. But she looks really good.
She looks great.
And I remember the criticisms that came out when she started her diet, her weight loss journey, that she wasn't going to be funny anymore.
Like you're going to lose weight and the funny is going to go with it?
Apparently it melts off too, you know.
Well, if that's the case.
I know Chris Farley, when he suffered from that, is because they were constantly on him because he had heart issues and they had other issues that they were constantly telling him, you need to lose the weight. And he was like, well, but I won't be funny anymore because this is funny. Me being big is funny.
He used his physical appearance as part of his shtick.
Well, he was a pretty good physical comic on top of being funny. He was physically freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So the apparently the one thing that drove him further into alcoholism and drugs was that skit that he did on SNL where he was the Chip and Dale dancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he did it with Patrick Swayze.
Right.
Yeah. That really fucked him up.
Sent him over, huh?
Yeah.
Because of the looks?
Yeah. Because he's dancing Chippendale's dance next to a guy who's...
Listen, if I had to dance next to Patrick Swayze, I'm thinking I'd probably jump into a bottle, too. Especially now.
Yeah, but the humor was there.
About... now it'd be more of a ghost sign, but... Yeah, I just...
That's where you need Whoopi.
Yeah, you definitely... Well, everybody could use a little Whoopi. I think this world would be a lot better place if we all had some Whoopi.
Isn't that true? Well, going back to Lizzo for a second, it's unfortunate that she got her feelings hurt like
that. It is.
But I don't have the sympathy for her because she did parade around and she did portray that I'm fine, I'm happy with my body. Apparently you're not.
She brought that spotlight directly on herself.
And apparently you're not.
Right.
If you were okay with it, this would just roll off your back. Yeah, no pun
intended.
And
it would have a lot of room to roll. It'd pick up some speed.
After I said it, I knew I fucked up. But you did it to yourself and the fact that you were going to get the criticism. You had to know. Yeah. Somebody had, some publicist, somebody had to have said, I don't know if that's a good look. And you said, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway.
One of her friends, if she had friends... True friends,
right?
Like you and I.
Yeah,
you know, one of them went, "Yo, bitch."
Yeah, if I put on the mankini, you'd be like, "Dude,
I would, I would take a picture for sure."
Yes, you would hold it against me later.
No, 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 just to show it to you and say, "Hey, are you sure? You sure?" Because if so, I'm gonna get a video camera because I think you're gonna want to see this.
When we did the Halloween trip in Vegas, mm-hmm. when we picked you guys up at the airport.
Dude, that was fucking phenomenal.
You know how many times, though, we heard we were made fun of because both my wife and I are bigger people. Where's Elwood? Where's the skinny one? You know, fuck you.
You know? That's funny. I would have never went there. I would have never thought
that. Well,
we
just ignored that.
Sure.
You know, we knew what look we were going for, and we pulled the look off.
Oh, you nailed it fully.
We probably should reference.
We had done a family trip to Vegas for Halloween. The wife and I had never been before. The daughter wanted to do her 21st-ish.
Yeah, it was my youngest and your youngest.
Yeah, oldest.
Our oldest, sorry. Birthdays are right around the same
time. Real close together, yeah.
And it was their 21st birthday. My youngest wanted to go to Vegas. So his birthday's in July, and there's no fucking way I'm going to be in Vegas.
No.
So we went ahead and planned it for October.
Yeah, mine was in August. So. Yeah.
So we planned it for October because it was a mild time to be in Las Vegas.
And Halloween on Fremont Street.
If you don't get to do anything else, you got to do that at least once. Go to Fremont Street on Halloween. It is a blast. It's amazing.
It's just the homemade costumes.
Yeah.
All the way up to the
store bots
and then even into Hollywood level creations are just out of this world.
And then
world.
The quickly homemade ones, like the guy running around like a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah. Just took an empty 12-pack and threw it over his head, and he was winning all kinds of votes. It was great. So Bear and his wife are picking my wife and daughter and I up at the airport. We're over by the luggage check, and we've texted a couple of times, and we're here. And we're looking for him. They're like, okay, we're by the baggage claim. I'm looking around and I don't see him at first. And I think it took me two or three passes mm-hmm. that I looked right past him. And I realized
we had a sign that said,
yeah, they had a sign with our names on it, but I'm not looking for anybody with a sign. I'm looking for Bear and Karen. And once it registered, I'm looking at Bear and Karen. They've both got their derby hats on.
Fedoras, yeah.
Their fedoras on, the sunglasses, and they have Belushi'd the shit out of this thing. It was awesome. We'll have to post that picture up. It was great.
Yeah, we looked like the Blues Brothers. Well, just one of them, but there was two of us.
Both of them. It was awesome. But see, I think in moments like Lizzo's situation, you hit it pretty heavy. She brought this spotlight to herself. She made her weight a non-issue, supposedly.
Right.
Now, she never says in this public statement that it's because of her weight.
No, it's insinuated, though.
But it's very much insinuated. And it's interesting for me to think this came the day after a fundraiser for the Democrat National Committee, or for Biden for president.
Yeah, definitely fundraiser. For Biden.
What happened there? Do you think Bill got handsy?
No, Lizzo's not his type.
You think Barack said no? She's not Barack's type. Well, I don't know. He goes for them muscular, bigger, less shapely ladies.
Well, who knows?
I wonder.
I don't think it was any of those three that it had made passes at her.
Or she got sniffed by Joe.
That could be.
And he said something.
I would really be into you if you lost a few pounds.
Mm.
You know, no, I think it probably was somebody or something that happened at that fundraiser.
That's wild.
Somebody said something, and let's face it, there were jokes that were made afterward.
Oh, of course.
About her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, there was even on late night shows they were making jokes, talking about how she put a huge dent in the buffet.
I'll bet.
$25,000 a plate.
$25,000 a plate.
How many plates did she have? You know,
probably.
There was
broke,
jokes like that.
Right?
No, there was jokes like that. I'm not making those jokes. I'm repeating them. although, like I said, you did it to yourself, sweetheart. You have to take the criticisms with the compliments with the criticisms. If you take the good, you have to believe the bad also.
You take them both, and there you have the facts of life. I had to stretch for that one.
That was a good one, though.
I don't know why I went there.
And I know there's a few listeners that are fighting with their weight.
Sure.
And I'm sure a lot of them probably even feel similar to what I feel. You know, we know. We don't really.
Right,
need,
right.
We don't need the support either way. We want the support either way.
Right.
Know?
No, that makes sense.
But.
That's like. You know, when I had hair, I knew I was balding.
Right.
And I think it's a little bit different because many people will say, well, you can't help balding. But when it comes to being big or quote unquote fat, you contribute to that. Well, yes and no. Because there are situations that cause, you know, people to be different body styles.
Yeah.
But the ultimate piece of this is that there are people who will diet, eat good. They're not eating great, but they're eating good. They're not overindulging too much. They just don't burn it like others do.
Right.
It's not like there's a one size fits all diet.
No.
In Lizzo's case, and in many of these social media people's cases, this keeps coming back to, it's kind of like a theme, is that they're embracing it, and then some of them are even indulging it.
Oh, yeah.
When you've got these folks that...
That's the problem with the fat acceptance, that thing that's going on in social media, and the left really wants you to buy into.
Right.
Is you're giving them a green light to go ahead and be that way. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm happy for you that you're comfortable with your size, but you have to be realistic. And know that this could kill you
right.
at some point.
There's consequences to this if you're not careful about how you manage
it. It's like if I was drinking all the time,
exactly.
I would expect somebody to say, you know, you're doing a little too much.
Your liver's going to give you a problem here soon.
Right.
You know, when you look at Lizzo leaving the music industry. And
bullshit.
Maybe,
it's not going to
happen. Yeah, I don't think so because...
She's an attention whore.
Most
Sorry.
Of these, I think that's probably what this is. Because most of these musicians like this are under contract.
Yeah.
And unless it just so happened.
Unless you're an independent, yeah.
That her contract came due that day or she's independent, which I don't believe she is.
I don't think so, yeah.
Then you're probably not going to be quitting because you still owe some penance or two, you know. And her music style, not my thing.
Yeah,
you know,
she's got
I don't.
A couple of songs that are good.
She's got a good voice.
Yeah, Yeah, she can sing.
She's a great musician.
She can play the violin very well.
Well, and apparently she can play never been played before, and it was a glass flute, and she played it beautifully. But you can't just quit. I think you're right. There's probably something attached to this. I'm wondering, remember when The Weeknd a few years ago wore the bandages for a while and had that weird-looking face all for the video?
Yeah.
Everybody thought, including myself, he screwed up. He pulled a Madonna before Madonna did it. and then it turned out it was all for, you know, something else. Ye's done it before. I'm wondering if P. Diddy wasn't thinking that way and it just got away from him. It's weird how music plays so much into politics these days. There was a time when music didn't play into politics.
True.
But when you...
Then the 60s happened and it changed everything.
60s happened and it started in with the anti-war and, you know, peace is love and blah, blah, blah. And I hate to say the hippie phase because it wasn't just hippie. No. The rock music played a lot. But now it seems that if your mainstream music...
If you want to be mainstream.
Yeah. You have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Because Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
You know, they broke the entire band up over a vaccine.
Yeah.
The rock band. It just fell out of my head. They fired their drummer because he had something Barr syndrome.
Oh. No, I'm not sure on this one.
So he wasn't able to get the shot. His doctor said, I don't think you should do this. And the band said, okay, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
It'll come to me. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, they let...
Offspring.
Offspring. They let the drummer go because he was anti-vax. No, his doctor said, don't do it.
Yeah, that's different. If the doctor says don't do it, then
how many people lost their jobs because of that?
Yeah.
But then you also look at, what's her name? Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, all left. So if you want to be a right or a conservative and also be in the music industry or the acting industry.
Well, one of my favorite singers, Aaron Lewis, when he was with Stained, you know, he was conservative then.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he's more libertarian, but he's a conservative libertarian. He's a constitutionalist. When he finally said, no, I'm not going to go that way. I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the record company cut the contract and said, okay, we're done with you then.
And they're still out doing it today.
Well,
and he's doing both.
Well, again, now Stained and him got back together, the rest of Stained, because they finally realized that he wasn't full of shit.
Right.
But they went on and tried to, they couldn't use the name Stain, but they went out and they were performing. The rest of the band was still working, which, you know, they have the right to do
right.
that. But they pretty much, Aaron Lewis got, everybody turned their back on him.
Right.
Until he started putting out some country hits, and he's a hell of a country singer.
Oh my God.
But, you know, because he wasn't buying into he wasn't going to drink the Kool-Aid. That's the best way to put it. I'm a country boy. I'm going to stay country, and I'm conservative, and that's it.
You know, the greatest thing about, I guess, music as a whole is that everybody assumes that country music is going to be conservative. It's automatically going to be redneck.
Yeah.
But you look at, like, Maren Morris.
Yeah, she's an oddity.
She's definitely not. You know, the Dixie Chicks, they made themselves very clear in the early 2000s. A lot of these folks, you know, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they certainly aren't super vocal about it, but it's clear that they're more left of center.
I like the fact that they're not politically vocal about their politics, I should say.
Garth Brooks is similar.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
It should be because you're not making music for a political group.
Yeah.
You're making music for the masses. Music used to be what brought everybody together.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, we're at such a place where, you know, if you listen to rap and I listen to rock, we can't hang out together. Well,
no, that's not true.
No, it isn't. But that's how it kind of used to be when we went to school.
Well, yeah, even when we were in high school, we didn't fit in right. any of the cliques because we didn't listen to this type of music. We didn't.
We listened to a lot of it.
Yeah, we listened to everybody's music, mm-hmm. and we basically started our own clique of
just the oddities.
That's a good way to put it because I wouldn't say rejects, but we didn't fit in anywhere else.
We listened to The Cure.
Yeah,
we listened to Red Hot Chili Peppers. We listened to Two Live Crew and Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then we listened to Randy Travis occasionally, though it was quieter.
George Strait,
Garth Brooks. You know, it was a mixture, and we are today culturally, and this is where, you know, we fall into this culture war area. We're not trying to convince anybody to vote a particular way.
No,
necessarily.
We are conservative leaning.
Right.
We don't deny that.
We definitely have our views.
We're not trying to influence your true beliefs. If you identify... I had to use it.
Identify.
If you identify as a liberal, then you know, by all means, do you.
Right.
You know, we're not here to criticize you for that.
You're welcome to listen. And you're welcome to interject in the conversation. But when we're talking about influencing the culture, it's starting with music. You know, you look at Rage Against the Machine. Back in the day, Rage Against the Machine was anti-establishment.
Oh, yeah.
And now today, they're raging for the machine.
Yeah.
And they're deep-throating the establishment. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Punk rock used to be anti-establishment.
Oh, big time.
And now punk rock is, let's carry Joe Biden's water.
Yeah.
It just...
You talk about Green Day. Their song, American Idiot,
right?
was about Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't directly at Bush, but they was
making... it was pretty well focused on him.
So... They were against, and now they're toting the water for the left. And so they're considered punk, but it's like, no, you can't consider them punk.
You look at like Tom McDonald, who's very, people say conservative. I say more libertarian,
moderate.
He's more like us, and give me the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Give me what the Constitution guarantees me. The Constitution doesn't say the government will protect you.
No.
Doesn't say the government will give you a handout. It says the government can't mess with these rights.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're messing with all those rights.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're at. So if music can be, you know, like you look at Ted Nugent,
he's pretty conservative.
Pretty conservative. But up until the point that he came out full-fledged, all the peace-loving hippie rockers loved him.
Yeah.
Until.
Right. And now they turned his back.
Yeah. Why can't we all just get along?
Right? Okay, Rodney King.
Rodney King got his ass whooped by the LAPD. And all those cops got found not guilty. I wasn't there, but I saw the grainy ass VHS video from back in the day. And it sure looked bad.
It did.
And the guy ended up getting rich off of it. The one thing that Rodney King said as the riots were raging was, can't we all just get along?
Yeah. After getting his ass whooped.
Yeah.
And yes, there was police brutality. I think so. But you're absolutely right. He comes out and says, guys, knock it off.
Yeah, quit the bullshit.
You know, he did not want what was happening in LA. Well, didn't want the riots.
Right.
He wanted justice, and he deserved it.
Yes, he did.
And he got it, in a way.
Financially, at least, yeah.
Well, if you think about what the city did for him,
the
riots and stuff, he got his justice.
He did. The thing about this is the way this country is moving right now, neither side is going to like where it stops.
No.
Neither side is going to like it at all. So always keep in mind that if they're going to go after the right for misinformation and the left is going to hammer them for disinformation and for spreading lies and spreading hate speech, at some point, they're going to come after the left for the same thing. You know, I don't necessarily advocate for Donald Trump taking the presidency at the end of the year here and turning around and focusing the Justice Department on the left.
I'm with you there. I don't think that's a good move.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea because then it's just going to become tit for tat for a long time.
Well, and it would confirm everything that they've ever said about him if he does it. He's got them scared.
He does.
Obviously, because they're talking a lot of shit. They're worried about it. They're, you know, we can't let him be elected because he's going to destroy our democracy. That's their favorite line right now.
Well, go ahead, because we don't have a democracy.
They keep saying that, like we're supposed to buy into it. And those of us who are really constitutionalists like you and I know that we're not a democracy.
Right.
Democracy really is the process. It's not a thing.
Yeah, it's not the way. We're a constitutional republic, and the Constitution says so.
Yeah. It says it right there. You know, that's what cracks me up when people say we don't have a constitutional republic. It's like, it says it right there.
We definitely do.
It says it right there, one of the first few lines in the Declaration. Anyway, stick to the Constitution is all we've ever asked.
Yeah, makes the most sense.
I don't necessarily like some of the shit they say, but we've said this before. I don't like some of the shit they say, but I will defend till my death their right to say.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, like I was just saying, nobody is going to like where we end up.
No. Neither side of that bird is going to like it.
And we're heading down that road at a real fast clip, and we've got to stop it. I listened to a podcaster just this week say they wish that several right-wing or red attorneys general would go after, because a couple of Trump's attorneys are being disbarred over the fact that they represented their client as they were paid to do. They weren't doing anything illegal, immoral, or unethical, but they're being disbarred because they represented Donald Trump.
Right. It's now because of who we're representing.
Right. And so there are many,
Johnny Cochran, which,
yeah,
I know he's dead, but he should be held accountable for representing a murderer.
Yeah, because if that's the case, then he should be held for OJ's crimes, alleged crimes. The end result, though, is that these podcasters, and some of them are pundits, most of them aren't, they're calling for attorneys general in red states to go after left-leaning attorneys. And as fun as it sounds, and as much maybe a little bit of revenge would feel like it was exacted, I don't want it. No. It's fun to think about. You know, if that attorney jaywalked, damn it, hold them accountable and start charging them. That's all fine and good, but they're already doing it to Trump.
Yeah.
They're already doing it to those on the right. If we make this a tit for a tat, we as the citizens of this country are going to end up being the only casualties.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're going to lose our freedom.
And this is a time where I'm okay with turning the other cheek, where the left has attacked us and has indicted and charged Donald Trump and other right-leaning people. You know, we can just point out all the Gen Sixers, you know, people that were arrested, charged, and imprisoned on that. Some of them deserve it, not all of them.
Right.
But if we do what they did, then we're not better than them.
Right.
You know, we're playing a game that we shouldn't be playing.
It's Russian roulette.
Yeah. And like you said, the citizens are the only ones that are really going to pay the price for this. So we need to back off. And, you know, actually it would work for us if we don't do anything for it, you know, against them, saying, you know, you guys were the evil ones. Look what you did.
Right.
Look what you did in 2020, all the way up to 2024. Look what you did. You know, that's what we can say in 28.
Well, and, you know, I'd like to say
that's what they would do to us.
Yeah. I'd like to think there's some rational people that are on the left. But as difficult as it is to find rational on the left, it's sometimes even difficult to find them on the right.
Oh, yeah.
But somehow we've got to find
You want to smack them.
A middle ground.
It's like two kids fighting on the playground. You want to pull them apart and smack both of them on the ass and say, knock it off. That's what you want to do.
You know, we say this all the time, and it feels like we're just beating a dead horse, but the left constantly accuses the right of doing what they're doing.
Right.
And the problem is everyday people who are getting their news from NBC and CBS and ABC and CNN and all of that crap.
Even Fox.
And Fox as well. They're only getting the narrative that is being paid to be pushed out. Mm-hmm. They're not getting the real story, so they don't see that the left is actually the ones who are weaponizing the government and weaponizing the law system and using it against their political opponents. Nobody wants to see that is exactly what's happening with Trump. What Barack Obama and his administration did to the Trump campaign and then even into the Trump elect office made Watergate look like child's play.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever even, I mean, it's spoken of occasionally.
But nothing's happened. Yeah.
Nothing's happened. I used to pray all the time, please expose these people.
Right.
Both right and left. And then it bit me in the ass because they get exposed. But nothing happens because it gets exposed and then it just goes away.
Yeah.
It just goes away. There's a guy on TikTok. I thought this would have been great to close out with. He's got a beard and he's something like old something. But he was talking about a lady who gives the news from under the desk.
Okay.
Yeah. Her name is V. But this guy, he uses one of the generation things, and I can't remember if he's millennial, maybe? Old millennial or something.
Older millennial?
Yeah.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. Is that who he is? Older millennial.
Yeah. He's one of my favorites.
Let's see if I can find this real quick. But he talks about this lady who's also on TikTok who does the news, but she does it from under the desk. And he,
oh yeah, I know which one you're talking about now.
He says she comes to a point where she did a Trump campaign. So let me see if I can pull this up.
Yeah, this is one of my
because
favorites.
It.
This is why we're voting for
it. It's beautiful, and it's everything. I hope this is the right one. Let me make sure it is.
I don't know how Trump did it, but he managed to get Under the Desk News to do a campaign ad for him. And I got to say, V crushed it. Check it out.
Here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history.
Well, the current record holder is Obama, but I got faith Trump can outdo him.
He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking.
If you're a person who opposes that, go ahead and speak up. We'd love to know more about you.
He will close the Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide.
Yay. You know what also returns to the states when they eliminate the federal Department of Education? $84 billion per year. It's what we're spending to have a national Department of Education that doesn't do a fucking thing. Yeah, if you're opposed to the school systems having an additional $84 billion every year, go ahead and speak up on that one.
We'll put prayer back into school.
No, he won't. No, what that means is he will allow people to pray in school. There has never been and never will be forced prayer in public school. He's just saying you should be allowed to if you want to.
He will criminalize any race-based advantage programs.
Yeah, good.
So it should be.
Any program based on race is inherently racist. Nobody should have an advantage because of the color of their skin.
Bingo.
He will end the Affordable Care Act.
Good. That thing's been a fucking disaster. That program helped nobody. It's made shit far more expensive.
He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care.
Thank God. These people will finally be able to focus on getting the mental health care they deserve.
Anyone with government-provided health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis.
Since when did Viagra and Cialis become part of gender-affirming care? What the fuck is gender-affirming about Viagra and Cialis? Were you just throwing that in there to try to talk shit? Sorry, but there's nothing gender-affirming about boner pills.
Amen.
He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress.
Oh, you mean that thing more than 90% of Americans support?
Okay.
That constitutional amendment will pass faster than any amendment in history.
He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals.
OV, do we not know how quotes work? Because yes, he did say he was going to deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family. So the quotes were correct there. But the political rivals and adversaries part? Yeah, you don't need to quote that because you made that up.
He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers.
Good, because the prison term given to those people was fucking ridiculous.
He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders.
I could go either way on that one, but I'm not really opposed to it.
Strengthen immunity for police officers.
Well, since they protect us, our government should be protecting them.
And deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities.
Again, V, with the fucking quote bullshit, not his fault that the woke cities are where all the fucking crime is. If you have a problem with a city deploying the National Guard, take that shit out with Kathy Hochul, who's a Democrat, by the way.
On day one, he will reassess our participation in NATO.
Good, because this is the current breakdown in spending. Annual budget for NATO is $1.3 trillion, of which we pay $860 billion. Yeah, fuck these countries. We don't need to be paying for their defense.
He will also restore the wonderful travel ban for Muslims coming to America.
Oh my God, you're still trying to refer to that as the Muslim ban? Because what it really is a ban on travel to America from any country who does not do criminal background checks before issuing a passport. It's a ban on allowing criminals to fly to the U.S. Their religion doesn't fucking matter.
We'll remove all of the limits on American natural gas exports and drill, baby, drill for oil domestically.
You recognize Biden's already doing that over the last 6 months, right? That's why gas prices came down for a little bit, because Biden allowed for more drilling and more extraction of oil than at any point in our history. And yes, being energy independent would be fucking wonderful.
Just to give it
to
Ukraine.
He will impose a tariff of up to 60% on Chinese imports.
100 on cars.
Good, our tariffs on Chinese products will finally match up with what the Chinese tariff us for. Mm-hmm. But you probably didn't know that because you didn't do any research before trying to talk shit.
He will extend the 2017 tax cuts and drop the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15%.
Sweet, because the 2017 tax cuts were fucking awesome. If you don't believe that, pause to read. And as far as dropping the corporate tax rate from 21 to 15, good, that'll be an extra 6% they can reinvest in their business. Which, if you're unaware, usually means hiring more people.
He will push Congress to pass legislation that would give every American the right to concealed carry anywhere at any time.
Sold.
And he will revoke any gun restrictions or legislation that seeks to inhibit people's ability to own guns that's been passed in the last several years.
Oh, goody. We'll finally get back to being a fuck around and find out type of country.
Yes, sir.
He will demand that Europe Love pay it. Back all the money we gave Ukraine, and then he will use all of that money to recruit for
That'll
the American
never
military.
Right.
No, Europe's not going to do that. But I like the idea.
We'll take billions and billions of dollars from private university endowments by taxing, fining, About and suing time. The universities.
I fucking love that idea.
And then he will use that money to create the American Academy. A free online college.
Oh no, actual free college. How terrible.
Isn't that what they want?
So, yeah. That's Agenda 47.
And it's fucking awesome. I don't know how Trump did it, but he managed to get under the desk again. News to do a campaign.
Yeah.
I don't find anything wrong there.
The only thing that I could find in there that might be objectionable. Oh yeah, nothing. Okay.
The whole making Europe pay us back thing, that's never going
to
happen.
They won't be able to make it, but it's a nice gesture. What V, I guess is her name.
Yeah.
What she doesn't bring up is that under Trump, the tariffs were already there. The tax breaks, we all had a lot more money. Mm-hmm. What else was there? NATO? They were paying their fair share because he stopped paying what they weren't. He was only paying our share of it.
Which is we've gone back up and paying more.
So everything that he's just bringing it back to what it was. Now, some of the stuff is definitely new, like, you know, the gun stuff. Look, I wasn't a fan of what he did with the bump stock thing. Yeah. Thought that was chicken shit. We're not going to get a perfect politician.
No.
I wasn't a fan with the lockdowns, and I don't care what anybody says. Trump brought the first 2 weeker on. He gave the idea to the governors. However, he didn't implement it.
Yeah.
But he gave them the idea. That was dumb on his part. And then he kept Fauci and Burke. Should have shit-canned them both. He didn't. Biden fucked it way worse. Right. Yeah. Trump initially started talking about given an incentive check to everybody in the country to help out.
Right. I was going to bring that up.
But it was only a small amount.
Well, I was going to bring that up. It was originally Trump's idea.
Right.
Biden if you will, profited off of it because he made him look like he was the savior. But it was actually Trump that instituted that. Or
what Biden did is I think he doubled it.
Yeah.
And then added the second payment to it, which took us up to like $1.7 trillion by the time it was all done. The whole thing was a bad idea.
Yeah, it was.
Economically making, because what did most people do with that money?
I can tell you what I did with it.
I put it in the savings account.
Okay.
I didn't blow it. A lot of people did.
I blew it.
So, and I
because it was,
that's what it was
for. Straight up extra money. Yeah, it was
free money. Yeah.
I used it as a down payment on my car.
I don't think that's blown then. I think that's an investment. But a lot of people, instead of just going out and spending it freely, a lot of people made investments. I saved it. You used it as a down payment on a car, which is an investment. You know, in infusing the economy with that kind of money is what brought this debt. And all presidents are guilty of it.
No, oh, yeah.
All of them are. So infusing the printing this extra money is horrible. And the only way that they're going to be able to even begin to fix this economy is to pull some of that cash out of this economy. And I don't know how they do that without hurting it, but we're already hurt. What we're going to have is stagflation here soon if we don't get a handle on this thing. And with Congress now passing these new bills of new spending caps again, Johnson has proven he's no better than McCarthy. We're just spinning our wheels with these people in Congress. We just need to wash them all out, start over. Easier said than done, but yeah. It's a nice pipe dream anyway.
It's a good shirt.
I thought that this would be a great way to kind of say, here's what we have to look forward to.
The cops are here.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Thought I heard a siren. I was like, there's no TV heard on. They're already coming for us. We're in trouble.
Red flag law.
Yeah. They're coming for my gun. I lost it in the boating accident. Damn
me
it.
Too. Same boat.
Yeah.
Lake Mead.
Lake Mead. Such a great place for spring break.
Was. I don't know if it is anymore.
Probably. I'm telling you. Things are going to go well. We've just got to get people to speak. We got to get people to share our show and other shows like ours. And then we got to get people to say what we say.
Yeah. Maybe not word for
Maybe
word.
Maybe not word for word. Maybe clean it up a little bit. Ultimately, though, don't be a dickhead about it.
Don't be a dickhead.
Head over to all of our socials. Share a show on your socials. Tell your friends about us. Become a member. Help us on this continuation of the culture war.
And if you are listening to us on any of the apps and you can comment, please make a comment because Definitely. That helps the algorithm spread us out further.
Yeah.
Too.
Gets the algorithm to say, hey, people are commenting. We want other people to comment too. Send us a DM. Tell us what you want to hear on the midweek tugs. We try to do those non-political.
Try to.
And if you've got an idea of something you want us to talk about, even if it's something we have no idea about, we'll make it up, which will make it far more entertaining.
That'd be more fun, yeah.
Far more entertaining. Support us on the journey that we've embarked on. You've joined us as well, and we need your help. It's not easy being greasy. Go over to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained and become a member today. The weekend is upon us. It's the Friday show. I think we're at episode 76 now or something.
76, yeah, I believe so.
Crazy. We're coming up on a hundo.
Yeah, we're going to have a good story on that one.
We will have a good one on that one. Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Have a great week and...